Welcome everyone, share number 56, Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Shin Samech Zayin. We are up to the third part of the second Halalukah. Yes, Hashem, tonight we will finish with this second Halalukah. But before we begin, I'd like to mention one point. Throughout the week, I have people tell me they were listening to me while they were eating lunch, or they downloaded it from the computer, or whether they are flying on a plane, or skiing in Colorado, whatever it might be. I have people come over and tell me, you know, thank you for the class, for the shiur. And I appreciate these compliments. And before we go any further, I just want to mention that this doesn't happen by mistake. Someone has to take this digital recorder and take this tape recorder and make sure it goes on the computer, and from there gets downloaded and it has to get programmed and everything has to happen. I just saw someone who mentioned to me last week, actually. So I'd like to thank Rabbi Zephron, because he is that person who takes this digital recorder, he puts it in the computer and does whatever he has to do to make sure that other people who, even if they're not here now, they can listen to it other times. We start with the mindset that we are still holding in Bias HaMashiach, the coming of Mashiach. This capital, this chapter, this paragraph is discussing, we are in the context of the new world. That's what we are holding. But Rav Avigdor Milozetzal, and a lot of what we'll say tonight is coming from his commentary on the Siddur, he explains that in order to come to appreciate spiritual benefits, we first have to come to appreciate the physical benefits. And that is the progression, that is a theme of what's taking place here in this chapter. And let's pick up from page 34 in the blue Chaim Shlomo Shalom Siddur. We use that Siddur because it's easy to follow with the lines and the numbers. In the regular article Siddur is page 70 to 72. Line number 2. Shamchi Yerushalayim Es Hashem. We are praising Hashem. Hallelujah, Lekayach Tzion. Laud your God, Tzion. Why is that? Why should we laud Hashem? Why is that? Because Ki Chizak Berich Yishorayich, for He has strengthened the bars of the gates. What are the bars of the gates? What do we refer to? We live in a physical world, and we have to put a protection. Let it be bars, let it be alarms, let it be locks, let it be barbed wire, whatever it might be. A person might feel secure after he puts up his protection. He gets his LoJack, he gets his, in the Chevrolet, you call it Lone Star, what's it? Lone Star? OnStar, thank you, Lone Star. OnStar, close. OnStar, right. So he gets his OnStar, he's set to go, ready to go. We have to realize all of those different protections, they all come from Hashem. And that's what we're saying, Ki Chizak Berich Yishorayich. Why are we thanking Hashem? Why are we lauding Hashem? Because He has strengthened the bars of your gates. This doesn't just mean the physical bars of Yerushalayim, the protection, but any aspect, says Rav Mill, any aspect of protection, we have to focus and realize it's not because of our intellect, our strength, but rather it's from Hashem. Beirach banaych bekirbech, and blessed your children in your midst, says the pasuk. Hashem gives us children. Hashem gives us the ability to feed the children, to raise the children, to educate the children. We watch them grow physically, emotionally, spiritually. All of this is an act of kindness from Hashem. It comes to a point where they mature. They themselves get married, and the next generation comes along. This is all not because of the way of the world. This is all because of Beirach Banaych Bekirbech. Because blessed your children in your midst. Hashem is taking care of this.
Why is it in the same sentence? The strengthening the gates.
It's a good question.
The bars.
Perhaps because, just like the gates protect, so too the next generation, they without the future lies in the children. So we want to emphasize that relationship specifically, that it's the children that are going to be the protectors of the next generation. They'll be the carriers, the bearers. Hasam gevuleich, we continue, Hasam gevuleich shalom, chelev chiti miasbiyeich. What does Hashem do? He makes your borders peaceful, and with the cream of your wheat, of the wheat, He satiates you. Peace, tranquility, is something that sometimes goes unnoticed. It's like the way of the world. When things are going well, we don't always usually compliment. When things are turn up problematic, the car doesn't start, that's when we realize there's a problem. How many times do we focus and realize the car is starting? The car is driving. The transmitter is working. The engine is working. The brakes work. The window, the power windows work. In this day and age, one part goes in the computer and we're all in trouble. The door locks, the automatic door locks. Some people, I heard the person, he wants specifically everything's manual. No computers. Could be he does like the Flintstones. Maybe just, that's how he drives. But these are things that we have to appreciate, the shalom, the peace. Peace, it's quiet, the tranquility. We have to realize that comes from Hashem. This is the builder of Miller says that we're going to the top of the mountain. And we'll see at the end of the mountain is that spiritual gift that Hashem gives us is the Torah. Hashem satiates us. He satisfies us. It's the food that we eat which gives us the nutrition. And it's the soil and the ground that helps the plants grow. And it's the oxygen that we breathe that we need to survive. Now one could look at it, this is the way of the world. This is life, this is nature. And there are people who live like that. The problem is when people look at that, that the seed goes in the ground, and this is an act of nature, they forget about Hashem. They forget who is in charge of everything. Who is in charge of the whole grand big picture. So Ramila is explaining to us that the psukim here are telling us to focus on the chesed, the kindness of Hashem. Hashaleich imroso yoretz, ad mehera yoretz devoroi. His utterance, he who dispatches his utterance earthward, how swiftly his commandment runs. Hanoizin shelek atzomer kefor keifer yifazer, mashich karche kefit in lefnei krosem miyamoid. Hashem brings down the snow like fleece. He scatters frost like ashes. It's a continuous process that the big, big icebergs, the mountains, they melt. They come down the mountain. They give us fresh water, whether it's the Poland Springs or whatever it might be. This process is the process of the physical appreciation benefits that we gain from this world, this planet that God gave us. And it's all there to see Hashem's hand. Yishlach devoroi v'yamseim. Yashev ruchoi yizlu moyim. Magid devorov liyakov, the pasuk ends, the paragraph ends. Chukov mishpotov lisrael. Lo yoso chei nechol goy, mishpotim ba'idom haluka. He issues his command and he melts them, he blows his wind. The waters flow. We have to realize the context. It's not past, he blew, but he blows. Because Hashem is constantly in charge of the world. God's hand is there every single second. And the pasuk ends, Magid Devarov, the paragraph ends, Magid Devarov Yaakov. He relates his word to Yaakov. This now is a reference to what? To Talmud Torah. As Rav Miller said, that we are building up. We have to appreciate the chesed, the kindness of the physical aspects of this world. Where is it coming from? And then we will come to appreciate the gift of God. His statutes and judgments to Israel. He did not give this to other nations. Such judgments they know not. We end with the same way we began. with the greatest praise in Tehillim, the Hallel and the Ka, the praise of Hashem's name, as well as God's name in one. Hallelujah. Start off, what is the first? We begin with Yaakov, and then we end with Yisrael. Magi, Devarav LeYaakov, Chukov, Mishvatov LeYisrael. To this, there are different levels. Magi, Devarav LeYaakov, that's the symbol level. Hashem teaches LeYaakov is this basic level to all Jews. Yaakov is a reference to Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, to the Jewish nation on the lower level. Yisrael is on the higher level. Chukov Mishpatov, Chukov Mishpatov LeYisrael. But it's Chukov Mishpatov to who? To Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is reference to who? To the Talmid Chacham, the higher level. And that's what we're here for. We are here to elevate ourselves, to make sure we are in that category of Yisrael. Before we continue, I think we have to take a step back and remind ourselves, what are we doing here tonight? And what do we do here every single Wednesday night? It's not just Talmud Torah, which all this Talmud Torah is needed, is wonderful, is necessary. But here, it's Talmud Torah, it's learning the Torah of the Siddur. We are feeding our neshama emunah. If we look at the physical body, the eye is the most delicate part. In the external physical part, the eye is the most delicate. We have the eyelash, we have the eyelid on top to protect it. But the eye is the most delicate. In regards to spirituality, the emunah, the belief in Hashem, is that delicate eye. And we want to constantly protect it, we want to constantly nurture it, and make sure it continues growing properly. And the Yetzirah constantly attacks it, day in and day out. And the Yetzirah is constantly telling us, look at the beautiful tree. Look at the beautiful mountain and the iceberg. Look at the powerful wind. But he's stopping there. He wants us to stop there and not to relate it back to Hashem. He wants us to realize that things run according to nature. And there is, chas v'shalom, no God in the world. That's what he wants us to say, the Yetzirah. So we constantly daven, we constantly recite these psukim to shoot antibodies in our system, in our neshama, in our soul, attacking this Yetzirah. And that's what we're doing when we daven. We are growing in emunah. Someone said to me he wants to learn about emunah. He said to me, what should we use? What text?
Siddur.
That's exactly what I told him. He said, this is the best way. This is the best way to do it. When the person recites the Tehillim, and that's what he's doing as well, he's building the emunah. He's building that belief that God is in charge of the world. There is a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. There is a master to the universe. Last week we had Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas discussed in the beginning the well-known Parah Aduma, the red cow. And as we know, it's a chayk. We don't understand the reason for it. Like many other mitzvahs, such as shatnez is a chayk, the wool and linen that we cannot have together, and the garment cannot wear together. Such as bas v'chalav, meat and dairy together, is also a chayk. Many chukim. We also have mishpatim. Mishpatim are other laws, which we have some understanding behind it. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, he tells us that we have to approach the whole entire Torah with a different view, different mindset. The pasuk says, "Zois chukas ha-Torah." This is the chayk, the statute, the law of the Torah. It doesn't say Zois chukas ha-Para. If the Parah Aduma is a chayk, let it say, this is the law, the statute of this Parah Aduma. But the pasuk doesn't say that. It says, Zois chukas ha-Torah. When we were standing there by Har Sinai, we said, Naaseh v'nishma. The starting point to fulfill the mitzvahs, the commandments of Hashem, Is na'aseh, we will do v'nishma, we will listen. Is not to intellectually understand why we do something, why we don't do something, but it's because the starting point is because Hashem said to do it. And that's what Rav Moshe Zatzal, he explains to us. And this is the starting point to all service of Hashem. Now we don't do things because we understand the reason behind it. And we don't leave things alone because we don't understand the reason. Zois chukas ha-Torah, this is the law, the statute of the entire Torah. All the mitzvahs, let it be a mishpatim, let it be a chayk as well. Explains Rav Moshe Feinstein that this is where Shlomo HaMelech, the greatest, the wisest man that ever lived, the tzaddik Shlomo HaMelech, we're not coming to explain how he made a mistake, but this is where he made a mistake, explains Rav Moshe. He made a mistake and he looked at the pasuk says, lo yibbe lo yinoshim, one should not have a lot of women. Lo yibbe lo yisusim, you shouldn't have too many horses. Horses because you don't want to go back to Mitzrayim. He said, oh, that's the reason the pasuk, it doesn't affect me. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dachav Aleph and Beis explains. But just because the Torah gives a reason, doesn't mean there are not other reasons as well. And there are other reasons which we don't understand necessarily. Rashi brings down, in last week's parasha, a mashal with the Parah Adumah, and he says as follows. Before we get to the mashal, the Ber Yosef, Rav Yosef Misalant, he explains, he has a question. He says, why do we call this a chayk? Why is this a chayk? We know what it's here, we know what it does. We can understand part of this Parah Adumah. Why is it called a chayk? It's coming to mechaper on the eagle. The Rishonim, the Mefarshim explain that the eagle azov, the golden calf, the sin of the golden calf. So here we have the Parah Adumah, and Rashi brings the Medrash that says, Moshel ben Shivcha Shetinef Paltin Shel Melech, as a Moshel of a ben Shivcha, the son of the maid, of the servant, that her son made a mess in the king's palace. Amar HaMelech, the king said, Tova Yimoy, let the mother come, V'tekaneach es Hatzoya, and clean up this mess. Kach, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said, Tova Yiparo, V'techapri Ha'amayis Ha'ego, let this Parah come, this Parah Aduma, and let it mechapri, let it atone for the sin of the golden calf. So we understand, we see what's going on over here. And there's the other midrashim that explains step by step how the different parts of the Parah Adumah come to atone for the Chet HaEgel. So ask Rav Yosef Salant. He asks, why do we call this a chayk? And he answers, because that's not the part that we're discussing, which is the chayk or not the chayk. What we don't understand is that same Parah Adumah, which is there to mitahir the tameim, to purify the impure, it makes those who are tahar, those who are pure, tameh, makes them impure. That logically, intellectually, we cannot understand. That does not make any sense to us. And that is the chayk. The chayk of the Parah Adumah says, explains the Ber Yosef, is that it's mitameh the tahirim, mitahir the tameim. It purifies those who are impure and makes those who are pure impure.
Where did they get that cow?
That's a very good question. I'll answer the question afterwards. Once again, we had Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech said, I understand everything. There's one thing I don't understand. What is that one thing I don't understand? Paraduma. But who did understand the Paraduma?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
The one person who did understand it in this world was Moshe Rabbeinu.
Did he communicate it?
I'm sorry?
Did he communicate that to the Israel?
One, did he communicate
that to the Jews? To the
did he explain the reason for it? No.
We would have known.
No. I don't believe so.
Aaron would have found.
But he would have been told to.
No, he himself. And one explanation given over here by the Be'er Yosef is because Moshe Rabbeinu was such a high level. What does the Parah Aduma do? The Parah Aduma, if one touched a dead body, it has to do with Misa, with death. If the person touches a dead body, that person now becomes pure. Moshe Rabbeinu elevated his body to such a degree that there was no Misa by him physically in this world in regards to this Parah Aduma. So by him, Hashem said to you, you are able to understand the Parah Aduma. You're saying because those people never died. According to this reason, that would make some sense. However, I don't believe it's mentioned that they knew the reason. According to what we explain, says the Be'er Yosef as follows: Shesibas ha'lomas hatam, the reason why Hashem held back the understanding of the Parah Aduma. He mishum sherotzein ha'boirei lahargilas adam l'kayim mitzvah. The desire, the will of Hashem, is that we perform His commandments. Gam kasher hadavar zar l'fi daitoi v'tamur l'fi sichloi. Even if something is strange according to our knowledge, and we don't understand according to our intellect, Hashem says, I want you to do something anyway. I want you to do what? I want you to do these chukim. I want you to do the mitzvahs. Al dei ze yisragel ha'adam shlo yispoil mikol mu'ura b'chai yaprat ha'klal shu zor v'tamur b'eino v'lo yovoy lahar herchas v'sholoim achar amidos dino yishol ha'kodesh baruch. This is one of the main lines for tonight. This is one of the main messages we want to bring out. And what did we just say? That when a person has a choik, an obligation from Hashem, magid devorov l'yakov, chukov u'mishpotov l'Yisrael, says our pasuk in the end of Tehillim, at the end of this kapil of Tehillim, in Hallelujah. Explains the Be'er Yosef that when things go on in the world and we don't understand them, we won't come to say, how does God do this? Why not? Because there are chukim which we don't understand. Those same chukim which we don't understand, we don't understand how Hashem runs the world. There's a pasuk we say three times on Shabbos. The pasuk is Ish ba'ar lo yeido uchsil lo yovin es zois. Ish ba'ar lo yeido. An ignorant person says, I don't know. Uchsil, the fool, he says, lo yoda es zois. I don't understand this specific point. I once heard a certain Rosh Yeshiva speaking. He mentioned over when he was a little boy flying on a plane. They didn't have his kosher food. This goes back some time, as you can see from what's going to happen in the story. So they asked him, the stewardess asked this little boy, they felt bad, you know, doesn't have his kosher food. Would you like to see the cockpit? Now, this would never happen today, of course. Not in a million years. So he said, sure. He goes into the cockpit, sees all these buttons, these knobs, these switches, dials, and everything. You've seen pictures, of course. All these hundreds of buttons. And the co-pilot asked him, do you have any questions? And he said, no. He said as follows, if I would ask the co-pilot, yes, I have one question. What does that red button do in the top right? Well, and I understand every other thousand button, what they do over there. If I just specify that one button, it has a connotation that I know what's going on with everything else. Says the pasuk, Ish bar lo yeda. The bar, the ignorant person says, lo yeda, I don't know. Uchsil, the fool says, Why did this happen? Why did this innocent person have to die? Why did this person have to get into an accident? Why did this calamity happen to that person? And of course, the big question which is asked many times, why did the Holocaust happen? How could those innocent people have been killed? Ish bar lo yedo seal lo yode zois. Now, I'm not coming to call anybody who asks this question a fool, but the Pasuk is saying, do we understand everything? There are chukim in the world. There are things which we can't understand. There's the parah aduma. There's shatnez. Do we understand shatnez? Hashem is giving us these mitzvahs, these commandments, to teach us a lesson. That when things happen in the world, and we don't understand them, we have to realize that there is a God out there who is running the world. And He knows what's going on. Says the Sfas Emes. And the truth is, it's really basic if we think about it. That La'asid Lava in the future, we will all see that the chukim which we fulfilled, these mitzvahs without understanding them, that we fulfilled, we'll see what we accomplished. We'll see how far our actions went. Explains the Sefer Shomei Amunim that the same gemashio of Gamzu L'Toiva is Choik. Ches Kuf. To come to teach us that the Choik, the statute, we don't understand. That is our way of building in and ingraining our system. Gamzu L'Toiva. This is also for the best. We don't understand what just happened. So what do we say, as we discussed in the past? We say, Gamzu L'Toiva. That's the Choik. That's the lesson of the Choik. There's another gain to the Chukim for us. Of many, many gains. And that is as follows. There are times when Mekatrik, the Yitzhara, goes up to Shemayim. Says, Hashem, I want to show you. I want to show you your children are sinning. They deserve punishment. They deserve destruction. And the Yitzhara pulls out a big DVD screen. 3D. And all those incorrect acts are being played in front of Hashem. Of course, God doesn't need to see anything like that. This is just to bring out the point. Says Hashem, no. I'm going to have patience with them. Why? Because they fulfilled the chukim. They fulfilled the mitzvahs, which I didn't give them any reason. I will protect them without any reason. Mida kineged mida, measure for measure. Hashem says, you fulfilled my chukim. You fulfilled my statutes. You didn't understand them. It's much harder to do something when we don't understand it. It's much harder if we can understand. And the truth is, Hashem wants us to understand and to toil to get to the depths and plumb to the bottom of the sea of the Gemara and all parts of learning to understand what Hashem wants from us. To look at the Rishonim, learn the Rishonim and Achronim and all the Svarim. But at the end of the day, no matter how much we understand, we have to realize Chukim, like Rav Moshe Feinstein explained to us, Zois Chukas HaTorah. That's what the Bnei Yisoscha is telling us now, that when the Yitzhara comes up to Hashem and says they deserve to be punished, Hashem says, I will be more patient with them, because they fulfilled my mitzvahs, my Chukim. Explains the Bnei Yisoscha, without a tam, so without a tam, without a reason, measure for measure, midah keneged midah, I will protect him as well. And this is what David HaMelech did. He looked at the chukim. He studied the chukim. When did he do this? When he was running for his life. from Shaul HaMelech, from his sons who tried to kill him, when things didn't make any sense to him. And this is the lesson. Magi Devarov LeYaakov. He relates his word to Yaakov. Chukov Mishpatov LeYisrael. His chukim, his statutes and his judgments to Yisrael. Chukov, chukov, chukov. This is the message of tonight. Those things which we don't understand, why they happen. But the chukim, David HaMelech studied the chukim. And the same way he said, we don't understand the chukim. He doesn't understand why these things are happening to him. And what was his response? What was David Melch's response when all this happened? His response was Hallelujah. His response was Mizmor Asher. His response was Maskil David. His response was 150 Kapitlach Tehillim. 150 chapters to Tehillim. There were other authors as well. He brought them down. How did David HaMelech strengthen himself to do this? Because when he looked at the chukim, those parts of the Torah, which he didn't understand, because we can't understand it in this world, when he did that, he strengthened his emunah, he strengthened his chayk, the gematria of chayk, gamzul ha-toiva, 108. By doing that, he was able to go on and to realize there is a God in the world. Hashem is in charge. And in the future, Lasilovai, we will all understand the reason of the Paraduma. Why is that? Why will we all understand the reason of Paraduma? Because Loitiena Besuros Rois, we will not have any Besuros Rois. We will not have any bad tidings. Nothing bad will take place in the future. If the message, one message of the Paraduma, now we're not coming to explain, of course, the message of the Paraduma, or else that's saying we understand it. One of the messages of the Paraduma is to tell us that whatever takes place in this world, what looks bad, even what looks bad, we should strengthen ourselves with emunah, the belief that there is a God in charge of the whole entire show. There won't be any bad in the world to come. If that's the case, we'll all understand the reason. And there won't be a reason to hide from us the explanation of the Paraduma, explains the Be'er Yosef. And that's why first the starting point is to appreciate the beginning of this chapter of Tehillim. When Hashem brings the rain. The rain is something that we have to appreciate, as it says in the Chumash. As I speak, it starts thundering. Look at that. Okay, I didn't press any buttons.
Hey, what's your other hand doing?
Yeah, right over here in the chair. We have to appreciate the rain. It says in the Chumash, and we say in Shema, Mitzvah Shem will say it in a few minutes, that if God forbid we don't follow God's commandments, He will take away, He will punish us with what? With rain, no rain. It symbolizes parnasa, it symbolizes success, sustenance. When we will do good, we will get food for our animals, we will get the rain at its proper time. The capital, this chapter in Tehillim over here, it starts off, it discusses the rain, HaMechas V'Shemayim Ba'Ovim. Even before that it discusses other parts. Hashem brings the rain, He feeds the raven. He gives strength, the gates, bars to the gates of Yerushalayim. He brings children to the world. He brings snow, ice, the wind. We have to appreciate all of this, the physical aspects of this world. I showed my kids a computer in my palm. Not the palm in my palm, a computer in my palm. What was that computer? I had a little pit in my hand. A pit from a fruit. And Rav Miller Zatzal would say, in that pit, let it be a peach, or whatever it might be, there's a computer inside. And that computer is protected with that hard drive. That hard shell on the outside. And you try to break it open, you can't do it. But if you put it in the ground, and the soil says now it's time, the computer works together. It's going to soften up. And inside is that computer chip with the knowledge and information to plant another tree. And that tree is growing. And that tree is growing to plant another fruit, more fruits. And that's the computer I had in my hand. But we live in a world where we don't always appreciate these things because it happens on a regular basis. We get used to nature. There's no such thing as nature. Hashem is in charge of nature.
Nature is a miracle that happens.
Nature is an expression of Hashem's desire. A friend of mine, and with this we'll end, a friend of mine explained, told me over, reminded me, that if we come to appreciate that little seed going into the ground that bears the new tree, we will come to appreciate Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why should it be any different? Tchiyas HaMeisim. Just like that little seed could go into the ground and give life to a whole new tree, to a whole new orchard, so too the dead will come back to life. This is all a chelik, all a portion of the chizik of Emunah, which when we look at the world and when we daven and we learn the Torah, this is what Hashem is telling us. Strengthen our Emunah. As we said in the past, on the last blot, last page of Gemara Makos, Bo Chabakuk Behemidu Nalachas, Chabakuk the Navi came along and he said the Torah, it rests on this one principle. What is this one principle? Tzadik be'emunoso yichya. A tzadik lives with his emuna. How does one, as my friend asked me, how does one strengthen his emuna? He learns the siddur. He learns what the siddur means. And then when he davens, Magid devarav liyakov, Chukov mishpat of Israel, which is a reference to the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah, the nation of Klal Yisrael. He didn't do this to other nations. Mishpatim ba'idom haluka. Such judgments, they know them not. The other nations of the world can't understand them. They don't understand them. Because it's for us, for Klal Yisrael. It's this gift that Hashem gave us. The Chofetz Chaim explains in the Mashal, if we were given a gift from a king in a foreign land who spoke a foreign language, would we not toil to understand what this gift, what this letter that this king, maybe the king of Denmark, gave us, wrote to us. Alchas kam v'kama, says the Chofetz Chaim, much more so, the melech malchi amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of all kings. God himself gives us a Torah because he loves us. Banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, we are children to Hashem, our Father in heaven. We have the Torah, we have our GPS, Toilam Haba. We have our instruction booklet. Says the Chofetz Chaim, should we not study it also? Magid devarav liyakov, chukov mishpatov liyisrael. It's the chuk, the lesson of the paraduma, the lesson of the chukim. The lesson of the chukim is that even when things go wrong, David HaMelech tells us, strengthen ourselves with the belief that Hashem is in charge. Gam zulu toivah.